Dumb Nerd Thing. I'm your host, Teddy. Today is a bit of a special episode because the Dumb Nerd Thing belongs to me. That's right, I am being interviewed on my Dumb Nerd Thing of Sonic the Hedgehog Archie Comics. It's a bit of a weird topic, extremely niche topic. There's something that they're really the comic that got me into comics when I was a little kid, because my older brother had a subscription to the comics, and so I just read them because we got them. They're this really weird, it creates this whole weird wide world within the comics that it's very unique and very interesting to think about, and just a lot of fun to talk about, and I always have a good time talking about the wacky stuff that's in there with Ix. Ix is the host this time, and I am the guest. And, you know, enjoy the episode.
You started reading Sonic though?
I did, yeah. I'm not about to read all of it because you said don't do that. So I've just been basically like going off of what you've said so far and kind of just like flowing through it. I've been like watching stuff in the background while like scrolling through it. And some of the issues I've like legitimately just skimmed, and I'm just like, okay, stuff happens. But like the Mecha Sonic and Metal Sonic or Metal Knuckles thing was really cool. It was fun to read about or to like see like all these like weird different characters that I don't really know, like Sally Acorn. Like I didn't know that was a person.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that
Bunny Rabbit.
Bunny Rabbot or whatever. Yeah. Thank you. And just like, oh, I think I read some like other thing like way down the line, like randomly, and there was stuff about like the Chaotix, and I was like, who the fuck? I mean, I knew right. Like about like Vector and SBO and Silver and like I know all of these like random characters, but I don't know what they do. I don't know where they are.
Yeah,
I don't get it.
Well, so like it started out and it was kind of like attached to the cartoon, the Sonic the Hedgehog Adventures of Sonic the Hedgehog, and
yeah.
That's where they created like Sally and Bunny and Antoine and Rotor and the whole
cast of
animals. And the cartoon has like a weirdly adult tone in some ways, just in that like they are like a rebel faction fighting against Robotnik / Eggman, who's the same person.
Yeah.
Who's
constantly like he's doing like deforestation stuff. He's literally like turning his friends into robots that only follow him, and he's constantly abusing those robots.
Like
he's also like massively irradiating Robotropolis and like in and around the forest or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's insane. it is very adult.
Like, I don't think this part is in the show. I believe Sonic's uncle is in the show, and he's roboticized, and they're unable to turn him back, but they are able to like make him at least aware of himself.
There was also there was also this thing kind of, I think it was in End of Eggman, like that three part thing. I think it was. It's around like issue like 50, where it's like the Sally Acorn's like. Her dad or like the king or whatever is like crystallized or something.
So Robotnik has had a wizard named Ixis Nogus who had a beard and horns, and he had a bat face and a crab claw, and he practiced magic and he crystallized half of the king.
And then there was also like there was the part, I think it must be End of Eggman, where like they think that Sonic kills or tries to kill Sally, like because someone like put on like a mask to look like Sonic or
Something
something,
like that. It's unclear.
and like cuts like a rope to try and kill Sally. And then like later on it's revealed all these like three different like people are like working, you know, there's like three different factions like going in and around the same place. And then you have Sonic in jail and Sonic like captured by people, and then there's the part where like he learns that Sally like is dead, even though she's not. He just thinks she is. So he like that's why I sent you that screen cap of like now Sonic understands the meaning of war.
Yeah, it's like crazy. So there was a war. All right, here we go. Archie Sonic Comics, they're the same, it's the same publisher as Archie Comics, and it came out of the cartoon and then kind of was this kids, it was very kiddie, very baby kind of comic, and then kind of weirdly developed into like young adult, like young, like tween comic with lots of drama and action and all that. And so like they started integrating this weird lore, and they started writing their own lore where, so like Robotnik was a human. He is a human. And Sonic and his friends all lived on the planet Mobius. And then a tribe of humans came back to Mobius in a spaceship and were like, no, what the hell is going on here? This is our planet. Like, what, we're gonna fight you for it. And then a war broke out.
Oh my God.
And in that war, Jules the Hedgehog, aka Sonic's father,
His name is Jules?
Jules, Jules, like a normal name, not
Oh,
like
that's fair. Okay.
Jewel.
Like Julian, like Julin.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Yeah.
And he's injured so horribly that the only way to save him is this miracle invention that Dr. Kintobor has provided the king. He's Dr.
Oh,
Kintobor,
that's Robotnik
yeah,
backwards.
is a
Okay.
defector from the human army. They've kicked him out for his evil ways. And the king takes him in and he invents this thing. And he's like, I'll save Jules' life. And he does, but he roboticizes him. And then
Okay, yeah.
he ends up overthrowing and taking over and becoming, flips Kintobor backwards into Robotnik.
Oh
And
my
then
God.
he roboticizes Sonic's mom as well, his uncle, his dog.
Oh
Literally, his dog
my
Mutsky is roboticized into this,
It's
like,
like Dio shit with the vampire.
it's like that Metal Gear, Metal Wolf,
Blade
Blade
Wolf.
Wolf. Yeah, he's Metal Wolf is the other thing. Blade Wolf. It's
Oh my
literally Blade
goodness.
Wolf versus Sonic.
That's so cool. I want to see that.
And
Oh.
so then that it's like just this like small rebel of fighters taking on their old friends and loved ones. And there's this like weird power balance that goes on of like they end up like overtake, they kill Eggman in issue 50, you know, that happens
Oh
because he
right.
wipes out existence briefly,
Something like that, yeah.
like in one
It's very
area.
weird. It's kind of hard to tell what happens
Like
there.
this, the page goes white, you know.
It's something like that. I think I just read that, yeah. I think.
And
I
then
barely remember
it's
now.
like, what happens next? And then there's like a bunch of different power imbalances, and like, you know, it's kind of like JoJo where I can spoil things and you won't, and it doesn't matter.
Exactly.
Like, Eggman comes back as a robot where he stores himself in a as like a an AI of himself. And then downloads it into a robot body, and then anyone he touches gets roboticized.
oh my god, like nanomachine-esque. Yes. Like you just like touch them and mm-hmm. it infects them basically.
That's
insane.
It's insane. And then the original human Robotnik is brought back out of nothingness. And then they fight for like a couple issues, but then the original human Robotnik isn't actually the real one. He's like just like a weird copy. Like he's just like the whisper of the essence of the former Robotnik, and he just fades into nothingness at the end.
What? What's the point?
The point is that it was fun to have him back for like a few issues. Okay. Like, oh no, the original.
So then, who's the main antagonist after
Robo Robot?
That.
The original Eggman is dead at issue 50, and he doesn't actually.
So
ever come back.
So Metal Robotnik, basically, yes.
Since then, it was Robo Robotnik, I think, and then I think eventually, Robo Robotnik is turned back into human.
What?
But he's still like there's that old cartoon version of Robotnik where he's got like the pointed head and he's got the big belly that's like really low, and it's like how he looked like in the cartoon. That's human Robotnik. And then Sonic Adventure Onwards, where he's got the really long legs and really long arms.
Yeah.
That's Robo Robotnik.
What? That's crazy.
But then eventually
I'm like not even joking. That's insane. That's so cool.
He gets his humanity back. Even though he doesn't.
I'm not joking. I am not joking when I say this entire time I've like been grinning. Like my mouth is like actually like open, like ready to like laugh or like say something. I have a stupid ass smile on my face. This shit's so good.
So here's how actually I think I remembered how they turn him back into humans. They're kidnapped by aliens. Him and his nephew Snively are kidnapped along with Sonic and Tails, and the aliens want to know whether or not it's better to be roboticized or to be human or to be like organic.
Yeah.
And so they turn Sonic and Tails into Mecha Sonic and Mecha Tails, and they turn Robo Robotnik and Robo Snively into humans, and they're like fight it out. Whoever wins will turn the rest of the world into that.
Oh wow, Jesus Christ.
So like, do Sonic and Tails win? You know, should they win?
Yeah, should they win? Yeah.
He must win.
He must win.
Raiden.
Okay, so I do have an actual question.
Go for it.
That I didn't really get answered right away. What are like rings in the lore? Like, where do they come from? What's the purpose?
The main use of the rings is they're not like collectibles. They're not like money or anything. They were typically used significantly as the magic ring that would pop up out of the Lake of Rings on occasion, and the magic ring would grant you one wish of anything at all.
Oh. So kind of like Dragon Ball?
Yeah. Yeah. Sure. The more you pick apart Sonic, the more Dragon Ball it becomes.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was saying. In a lot of ways.
But the thing is like that they end up not using the rings to solve problems a whole lot. So the king is crystallized, as we mentioned earlier. Yeah. His half of his body is literally turned into crystal. And they're like, okay, we just have to wait until God knows when, and a magic ring will pop up, and maybe we can use that to wish away the crystals.
Okay, yeah.
So they're waiting. You know, it's going to take a long time, and they have no idea really how long.
So it's not like... I should correct myself. It's not like Dragon Ball then, because they're just literally waiting. It's not like, oh, we have to go collect the Chaos Emeralds or the Anarchy Barrels and go get a wish. It's or like be powerful enough to heal or something.
Yeah.
It's literally just wait.
It's just like, you know, if we get it, that'd be cool. And eventually one day the magic ring pops up, but instead of somebody like connected to the king or somebody who knows like what the deal is with it, finding it, young Amy Rose picks up the ring, and she is fresh off Sonic telling her that she is way too young for him. Because he's like,
he's
like 14, 15, and she's like 10.
She's like 10, yeah.
You know? And so she's like, I wish for the magic ring to make me older. And like the son of the king is like, no! You did what?
Yeah, exactly. You what? Is that like why Amy's design changes?
Exactly. So that's why from Sonic CD she's got like that, she's like a small little girl, you know, with like a little skirt.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
and then in Sonic Adventure 2 she's got her teenage design. But
where she kind of looks like a Vocaloid.
Yeah. And kind of a weird like progressive thing for this.
It's like she's like wearing like plastic dress. It's weird.
Is that Sonic is like, look, Amy, you may have wished to be like older physically, but you're still just a kid, and like
And that's weird.
That's weird. And not that can't happen, you know. Like that's such a crazy
like real thing.
Like thing to talk about in a motherfucking Sonic. Oh, there it goes.
Okay, let's just clap sync really quick.
2, 1.
That was perfect.
Great.
All right. So, like, okay, the reason why I brought up the rings, though, is because Sonic, they say, like, right after Sonic gets roboticized in, like, what, like 40-something, Knuckles, like, tries to fight him, and Rabot, like, tries to fight him, and, like, they all get creamed, and then, like,
No, cream isn't there.
Yeah, no pun intended. So Knuckles is like, okay, what do we do? And so Sally's like, put Knuckles in our, like, roboticization machine.
Yeah.
And so he becomes, you know, Robot Knuckles and fights Mecha Sonic. And that shit's cool.
Yeah.
But then, like, right after that, God bless these naming conventions. Metal Knuckles, knocks out Mecha Sonic, and they're like, okay, let's de-robotize him. But, like, he's, like, kind of on the brink of death. But then they just lore drop that he recently, like, collected his billionth ring, and therefore he has, like, an innate healing aura that, like, is, like, gonna heal him because of that. So, like, are rings just, like, power? Like, is it just will? Or, not willpower. Is it just, like, life force, I guess? Because, like, it is like that in the game where you collect one and you have a life. You can heal, quote-unquote heal yourself. Like,
I'm not sure about the earlier comics with how they worked with the rings. Because, I only started, like, around where you started. But, like, they kind of fudge around with it where the rings are more important earlier on and when they want them to be. There is this element where, like, Sonic is a man. I'm trying to remember exactly why they talked about this, but that he's absorbed so much energy from the rings and the Chaos Emeralds over the years that he's just like, he just like emanates like chaos energy.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
He's just like a being of chaos.
Sure, yeah.
And that fudges with the science of the Sonic world a lot. And so I think he has like, he's able to absorb rings better or more, or I don't know, man.
Sonic lore? No, it was also interesting, that like, in Super Sonic versus, Hyper Knuckles, the special thing.
Yes.
They just kind of like break into like this, like, oh look, it's casino zone, or it's not that zone, but it's like, oh look, it's one of the bonus levels underneath the ground, like just in the ground. We never found it before until now or something. And so like they both go like, oh look, there's rings, and look, there's all of the Chaos Emeralds. and they hop down there, and like they're scrambling together to get like 50 rings and get Chaos Emeralds, and there's like enough Chaos Emeralds there for both of them to go super and hyper. So it's like, what? It's like, are there only 7, or is there more? Is that just because it was a special and they wanted to have them both fight? Like, there's a lot of questions that get started because of that.
Yeah,
I feel like it was just a one-off thing.
It kind of was a one-off thing. The Chaos Emeralds are, man. It's hard because it's also changed lore a few times. They've had a few reboots, especially in the past few years.
Yeah.
But the Chaos Emeralds weren't typically something of, like, it wasn't typically like the Dragon Balls. Yeah. A lot of the times, a lot of conflict didn't revolve around trying to find the 7 Chaos Emeralds.
Yeah, okay.
Most of the time, a Chaos Emerald would show up as, like, powering something. It typically wasn't somebody, like, finding all 7 to unleash an all-powerful weapon as much. I mean, that was typically what the games were, because then you could do that in the game.
Right.
Like, the gameplay. But, a lot of time, the person just gets it, you know? Gets it, has it if they need it.
Yeah.
What's really fun about Supersonic in the comics is that it kind of connects with the games, where if you unlock Supersonic and then you turn Supersonic, you're invincible.
Mm-hmm.
For the time length that you have rings. And, they kind of translate that into you're invincible.
Yeah.
In the comics. When he's Supersonic, he is literally invincible and nothing can hurt him.
Other than other supers?
Yeah, supers can fight each other, but they've never really, like, defeated.
That, well.
There was this character. So there's this ancient Echidna prophecy.
Okay, yeah. Go on.
There's this energy being called Enerjack.
Okay.
And different echidnas have turned into Enerjack, and Enerjack looks like Knuckles, but like a techno pharaoh.
I think I actually know what you're talking about visually.
Yeah.
But let me, I'm gonna just type it in. Enerjack.
Go for it. E-N-E. Yeah.
It's really cool.
So the first Enerjack was just like another random echidna that Knuckles fought. And
it's so cool.
He ended up, after being turned, after like no longer being Enerjack, he was reverted back to a head. Whoa. In a bubble. Oh. He was just a head floating around, like, so on a life support system.
He's what's his name? Lord Genome.
Yeah. Dimitri, for those keeping track at home.
Oh, man.
And then one day, Knuckles ended up becoming Enerjack, and he went through and, like, destroyed all of, like, the technology that the Echidna people had been relying on too much.
Okay.
In like, his crazed mind opinion. Like, he was under somebody else's control, basically.
Yeah.
Kind of, but it was still him, you know?
Yes.
And then Supersonic comes and fights him, and it's like, and he's like, and they're fighting for a while, and, like, Enerjack can't do anything to him, but he's just like, but, like, they're just, like, at a standstill, essentially.
Mm.
But Supersonic's like, that's weird. Like, typically my positive aura should have, like, affected you by now. Because apparently Supersonic has the ability to make other people around him feel better.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Feel positive. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
And then in an alternate future, Enerjack wins. Knuckles Enerjack wins.
Yeah.
And takes the bodies of all of his friends hostage and uses them to make robots. And the only person who can fight him is his daughter from an alternate future. Wait. And Silver the Hedgehog.
Wait, why would he... That doesn't make sense. Why would he, like, want to destroy all the technology they were relying on and then turn all of his friends into robots?
Well, they're not... They're, like, a different kind of robot. And this is an Enerjack kind of beyond, like, far, far in the future.
Okay.
And he's gone much more insane. So he's just, like... They're, like... He's just kind of more on a warpath of destruction...
Yeah.
Rather than a mission.
So is it just basically chaotic evil?
Yeah.
For the sake of chaotic evil.
Yeah, just like a noble destruction of everything.
Jesus.
You know, everything is horrible and evil and I must destroy it all. And so Silver the Hedgehog fights him and it's great, it's really cool. That's in the Sonic Universe like side stories.
Okay.
Where the Sonic Universe got so big, they added another comic series for it.
Great, I'll have to read that, too.
The lore is incredibly deep.
Okay, so let's try and get into, like, questions about just, like, you, I guess, with this. So, what was, okay, have you played a lot of the games?
So, I grew up playing the Sega Genesis a lot, the games on the Sega Genesis a lot. I was never very good at them, but like I would just keep working at them. And then I got a computer and I played a lot of Sonic CD and Sonic R.
Yeah.
And that was a lot. And then, Sonic Adventure, we would rent Sonic Adventure DX. We would rent for the GameCube.
Yep.
Cause we got into the games like at weird times. Like, I mean, I was playing the Genesis and like, that had to be like 99, 2001, something like that. Sonic Adventure and Sonic Adventure 2 was probably the one I played the most at the time I was actually like able to play games really well.
Yeah.
And like had developed beyond just like, oh, what's a video game? And then you know, that was kind of like I knew Sonic, and then Sonic Adventure 2 came in, and I was like, oh my god. So that's the one I played the most. And it's also, it's a rough game.
Sonic Adventure 2?
Yeah.
Sonic Adventure 2, like, that's, I would say that's probably the most popular one, yeah? Well, let me think, well, besides, I guess, the first three?
Sonic 2.
Yes, yeah. Sonic and Knuckles.
Sonic 3 and Knuckles.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. That's
the most infamous one. There are many.
Well, there's
many
more.
There are ones that are much more infamous than it is famous.
Yeah, that's fair enough. I feel like a lot of people like Sonic Adventure 2 because it is kind of goofy and janky and weird. That is what it is. Yeah, it's like, it's old. It's charming. Charmy's also in it, probably.
He is not.
Did you play Shadow the Hedgehog?
Oh,
Charmy's in that.
Oh, I was excited as hell for Shadow
the Hedgehog. I was always like, I actually owned that game for a very long time. I don't think I own it anymore, but that game, it was like, it was one of those games I just played, but I didn't like get anything. Like, it's a blur. I don't remember anything about it besides press like B to pick up gun, and that's about it.
I'll put my brother on blast. He beat all endings. He got all the endings.
Yeah, I think there's like
you can get multiple endings. You get like 16.
It's something like that. Yeah.
It's insane. Like you can kill Robotnik.
Oh my god!
You can shoot him in the head with a Glock.
Is it a cutscene?
I mean, I don't think you shoot him in the head, but you definitely kill him. You definitely like murder Robotnik and just walk away.
Wow,
it's awesome. A lot of people in the Sonic fandom, I'll say this, around the Sonic fandom, don't actually understand They only know that there are endings of the game where you find out that that Shadow is a robot or Shadow is a clone.
Hmm. Yeah.
You know, and like the original Shadow died in Sonic Adventure 2.
Yeah, yeah. When, I remember that whole thing being a weird
thing. Unlock the secret ending where you play as Super Shadow and fight the final boss, Eggman comes on the radio and tells you that he saved the original Shadow, and that's who you are. Oh. You're not a clone. You're not a robot.
Oh.
All those clones and robots were made off of the original model, which is you.
Whoa.
So you are playing as the original Shadow in that game. Unless you're playing the multiplayer, in which you're playing as his robots.
Jesus Christ. what does Super Shadow look like?
All of the black fur on him is like a pale yellow.
Ugh. Oh, I gotta look this up.
It's like kind of funny because he, like, the design evokes him being uncomfortable with being so fat.
Oh, that's weird. That's really weird. wow, that's weird.
Yeah.
And also there's I would have expected it to be like a gray or a white instead of the black, rather than yellow.
Nice. Yeah, I mean, if you look at the original version of him in Sonic Adventure 2 in the cutscene, he looks more shiny platinum.
Yeah. He's like a cobalt kind of.
Yeah, cobalt's a good word.
And then that's where like, isn't that where like, I don't remember how to pronounce it. Mephiles.
Yeah, it's Mephiles in Sonic 06.
Yeah. Okay.
Got his design from Shadow.
Because he. Didn't that? Yeah, that came from Shadow, and he like acts as Shadow, but then his true form is like this, like, Sonic Unleashed looking guy, kind of. I don't know. He just looks a lot more crude.
Yeah, I think so. I think I've seen his Unleashed form, but man, I block everything out of that game.
Yeah. Okay. And now for the greatest question, what was your first favorite character? And what is now your favorite character from the entire franchise?
Let's see. The first favorite character, I mean, okay. Honestly, it was Sonic because Sonic's great. Hmm. He's so charming and everything. But I think the first time I was like, oh, what? Who's that?
Yeah.
Was in Sonic 3 and Knuckles, because we got Sonic 3 and we got the and Knuckles
thing.
Which was just so cool. It's where, you know, for the viewers at home, you had the cartridge, you know, the game was on a cartridge, and then you had another cartridge you could plug that original cartridge into, and the original one said Sonic 3.
Oh.
And the other one said and Knuckles.
That's so cool.
You plug the Sonic 3 into and Knuckles, and you plug both of those into the Sega Genesis.
So it's like a Game Shark, kind of?
Yeah, where like that was the original DLC. It's the BLC. It's bi-loadable content.
Bi-loadable, yep.
And you stick that in there, and once you put that in there, you can play as Knuckles.
Yeah.
Which was like, what?
It was revolutionary. It was crazy.
Yeah, Sonic 3 opens up, and it's like, oh, it's Happy Sonic and Tails hanging out. Sonic turns into Super Sonic, which is, like, so cool. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, he's awesome.
And his feet are dragging on the water.
Yeah, and then, boom, slams.
Like, slams right into Knuckles.
Right into Knuckles, and Knuckles, like, just zips, picks up all the emeralds.
He laughs.
Laughs, and then leaves.
Yeah.
And then, like, later on in the level, like, he just shows up and, like, pulls a lever and drops you and laughs. And he's just like, ha ha, what up? Like, I'm Knuckles, fuck you!
Exactly.
And then you get to play as him.
And everyone...
Which was just like...
And that's what's so weird.
Cool to do that.
That's what's so weird is that, like Knuckles kind of, for a long time, I guess, he's always kind of been, like, that weird, like, he's just kind of there and kind of mean to Sonic, but he's also not at all. Like, it's really weird. I think it's just because he's very independent and he's, like, has to deal with, like, guarding the floating islands emerald or whatever.
The tough thing for Knuckles for like a long form story beyond just Sonic 3, where Robotnik tricks him into thinking Sonic is the bad guy.
No, oh, jeez.
and he tricks Sonic into thinking that Sonic is doing what Robotnik's doing, basically. And so then after Knuckles finds out that he's been tricked, like, what's he going to do now?
Mm.
Like, when he interacts with Sonic, is he still going to be a dick? Because there's no reason for him to be a jerk to Sonic now that he knows he was just being tricked and Sonic's been the good guy all along and on his side all along. So, like, it's kind of weird to keep having him around and still being mean and rude. And so that's why they kind of became friends, and they're just kind of friends from then on, but, like, still kind of rivals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's what it is that they're rivals, coupled with the fact that I just think that Knuckles is, like, super independent. He has his own shit to worry about. Like, he's not really... He's kind of a part of, like, at least exactly where I am right now in the comics. Like, he's, like, not really a part of, like, all of, like, Sally Acorn and, like, that crew. I forget what that's called. The Rebels.
The Freedom Fighters.
Freedom Fighters, yes. he's not part of that. He's, you know, he's up on the floating island or whatever. And, like, he'll, like, come hang out sometimes. Or, like, come beat up Mecha Sonic.
Exactly, yeah. And so that's why I think they ended up doing... I mean, Knuckles is, by and large, the better, like, character. But, like, they did a better job of making an, like, anti-hero rival in Shadow.
Yeah.
Because Knuckles, at the end of the day, he's a good guy that just wants to do the right thing. Shadow has much more room for improvement and is much more Vegeta-like.
Yes, 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 yes.
Knuckles is more of like a Tien Shan.
Yep, 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 yep. I'm feeling it. I feel it.
Or like a Piccolo. Piccolo's a good example. Yeah,
that's a better example. Because,
like, he's doing his own thing. He's, you know, like, they were pretty pissed off in the beginning, but then, like, once they get over that initial hump, you know, it's pretty smooth sailing. You know, a little conflicts here and there, but, like...
And like we said before, the more you break down Sonic, the more it's just Dragon Ball.
Exactly, yeah. But, like, Shadow would give in to evil. I could see that. Yeah.
Definitely.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
I forgot.
Oh, no.
There's a 25 years later time skip story.
Let's go.
And it starts, and Sonic is king, and Sally is queen, and Knuckles has a robotic eye. And then they find out that all of the shit that they pulled with the Chaos Emeralds over the years, and, like, all the shit they did to, like, mess with the universe to save the universe.
Right.
Kind of stuff really mess things up for the future.
Yeah.
So there's like a storm coming that's going to destroy reality.
Oh my God.
Unless Sonic goes back in time and fixes those things that they did.
Huh.
And you never actually see what King Sonic goes back in time to do. It's more like the lead up to it and then him going to it. And after he goes back in time, you don't hear about it for quite a while.
Hmm.
But a couple years later, they came out with 25 Years Later Part 2.
Oh.
Where Sonic is a hobo.
Okay.
In an alley. He's alone. And Shadow is king.
Okay.
And he's taken on Sally as his bride.
Right.
And he keeps Tickle frozen in Chaos Control.
Oh?
And no, that's not true. That's not true. he keeps Chaos, like, in like a dungeon below his castle. And
what the fuck?
When eventually Knuckles' daughter, who survives the like time reset and remembers the before.
Mm-hmm.
I swear to God, I could totally be wrong about a lot of these details. I'm sorry. But So she gets Sonic and she gets Tails and some of the old gang to come back, and they're going to do a coup against King Shadow. But here's the thing. Shadow was 50 years old when they first met him. Like, he ages at the same pace as, like, Wolverine, you know, because he's an artificial life form.
Mm-hmm.
So he's still in his prime. Sonic is, like, 40.
Yeah.
So, like, Sonic, like, rolls up his non-existent sleeves and is like, I'm coming at you, King Shadow. King Shadow, he tosses his cape because he's wearing, like a shoulder cape.
Okay.
He tosses it in the air and then goes and he gives Sonic the old left hook, right hook, kicks him in the stomach, elbows him in the head and knocks him to the ground, and then the cape lands.
Oh, that's that good shit. I love it when that shit happens. It's so good.
And then it's Julie Sue that ends up tapping into her latent abilities or whatever to turn
Julie Sue?
Trap King Shadow in Chaos Control forever. Yeah.
Okay. This is a lot of information. What is... So, okay, this entire time we've been talking about, like, we started that entire conversation with, okay, what was your first favorite character?
Mm.
Started getting into Knuckles, and then we just kept going and going. And then the second part of that was, what is your favorite character now? Now that you've read a lot of the comics and, you know, just been in, I guess, like, been a fan of all this stuff for a while.
Well... This might not be the most accurate answer to the question, but I think this will be the most interesting answer. Is Metal Sonic?
Okay, yeah.
Because Metal Sonic goes through a bunch of different variations.
Yeah.
And Robotnik is just like trying to figure out a good way, the perfect formula to create a Sonic that'll kill Sonic. Okay. And the original Metal Sonic that kidnaps Amy,
which is in like one of the first issues or whatever, right?
Yeah, and it's the story of Sonic CD. He gets his ass kicked and he's kicked back, and Eggman gives him a gem.
Yeah.
This like power gem, and he puts it in his chest and he gives him this new design, and the gem allows him to like develop his own personality.
Oh.
And he starts like shit talking Sonic and stuff. And he kicks the shit out of Sonic with his new powers or whatever, and he kidnaps Tails and takes him to a volcano.
Okay.
And he comes back to Sonic and is like, all right, I put Tails up in the volcano, like, you gotta get to him before the lava rises. And like Sonic is like running up the volcano and like he keeps like oops and like like causing an avalanche and stuff like that, or like just like messing with him, and he's like, look, why do you do what you do? Like, what's even the point? Like, you're so powerful, why don't you just like do whatever you want? Like, who cares about this Tails guy? And like why do you care about this weak creature?
Yeah.
And then in the end, like, Sonic and Tails are both like surrounded by lava, and Sonic could easily get out of there, but his tails are damaged, so he can't. Mm. And Mecha Sonic is like, well, or Metal Sonic's like, well, why don't you escape, Sonic? He's like, no way, I'm staying here. And then he's like, oh shit, like these are a whole bunch of emotions that I've never felt before because I'm a robot, but now I can because I have this magic gem in me. So he saves them, but in saving them, he gets melted down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he sacrifices his own life to save them. And that's an issue like 70 or something.
Okay, yeah.
Cut to like 130 issues later.
Oh, no.
And some of the Freedom Fighters use his programming. They recover some of his body and they rebuild him as a new Metal Sonic named Shard.
Oh.
And he fights with the secret Freedom Fighters.
That's really cool.
And like
At that point in time, is there also Robotnik's like newer version of Metal Sonic?
He ends up fighting the hottest version of Metal Sonic that has the least emotions ever.
Right, yeah.
And he's like talking to that Metal Sonic about like how you can be more and you don't have to be this.
The give up machine, now with less emotion.
It's like such a crazy, like, because that was one of the first times I had picked up a Sonic comic, was that issue where, and because it's like Sonic on the, like, amidst a bunch of lava and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And you're like, and it's just like looks cool when you're a kid. And so, like, having that, and then, like, literally years of my life later, that character comes back and has, like, payoff and his character story continues, was just, like, crazy to me and solidified the whole as just, like, something that I valued a lot personally. And
yeah, yeah.
Something that I also fully recognize is very personal and most people will not understand and laugh at, and that's okay because it is dumb. It's dumb. It's very dumb.
But that's why it's the dumbest nerd thing. thank you, everybody. I would say that with Sonic, like, throughout the years, I always thought that Metal Sonic was the coolest. Mm-hmm. And then, like, when I started, like, talking to you more, like, in high school and, like, in college and whatever, like, we did talk about, like, Sonic and stuff, and you would always do this type of thing where you would drop, like, random knowledge on me, and I'd be like, what? Because you would go, like, yeah, there's this character named Scourge. This is not your voice, sorry.
Do my voice. Come on, do an impression of me.
There's this guy, I can't do it. It's like, oh, there's this guy named Scourge, and he's like kind of like alternate universe Sonic, but he's kind of like with Shadow's personality. It's weird. And I'm like, okay. He's like, yeah, but then he also like has like Metal Scourge, and there's also Metal Knuckles and Metal Tails and Metal everything. And I and I think what it is now is that, like, I want to read Sonic because, one, I want to see how ridiculous it gets, and I already can tell because I've been sitting here for like over 30 minutes listening to how ridiculous it is that it's going to be good, or at least entertaining. And I think that the thing that I want the most out of reading Sonic and getting more invested in, like, the franchise is just seeing metal versions of these characters fight each other. Because I just think it's really cool how they, like, some of the artists that have worked on it, like, so far, even, like, the depiction of Mecha Sonic and Metal Knuckles is, like, so cool to me.
Yeah.
I love how Metal Sonic looks in general.
Yeah, I mean, there's a difference between, I mean, if we want to get down and dirty here, the difference between Metal and Mecha Sonic. Mecha Sonic is Sonic turned into a robot. Metal Sonic is a robot built from the ground up to look like Sonic.
Yes, yes. I didn't know that for a while until reading, like, you know, last week or whatever, that Mecha Sonic was even a thing. And, like,
yeah, I mean, I think that happens in that issue, and then again, like 100 issues later, yeah, like I was saying earlier, Sonic and Tails are turned back and they're turned into robots, and it's back to that design.
So cool.
Which is great.
So, like, I'd like to see, maybe after this, like, if you could send me, like, if there's some sort of, like, picture or something of, like, a bunch of them together. And also, is there, like, a visual distinction between Mecha Sonic and Metal Sonic?
Well, I mean, in the end, Metal Sonic has that kind of classic design that's not super changed a whole lot. It just looks like Sonic as a robot, while Mecha Sonic always, like, he's, like, a lot taller with those thin, like, ball arms, and,
yeah,
like, he looks more advanced, I guess.
Yeah.
More intricate of a design.
Yeah.
Because,
yeah, like I said, I mean, like, you know me, like, I just like big robots fighting. Like, it's cool. I like the intricacy of a robot, or, like, a big mech. Like, it's really cool, and I think I just want to see that with Sonic, because Sonic's cool, I don't care. It's cool. I don't care what anyone says. The franchise is cool, and it's charming, and it's stupid, and I love it.
Well, what you'll get a lot of is giant robots versus small creatures, which is a lot of fun. Yeah. And I would be remiss if I did not mention one of the most infamous, famous, iconic Sonic issues. And I feel like I'm leading up to a joke, but I'm not. Mm. It's the one where Robotnik, it starts out and Robotnik has vaporized all of Knothole. All of their village.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Vaporized them. Jesus. And then, so it starts out and the Freedom Fighters are all hanging out in their little hangout area.
Yeah.
And out of nowhere, Snively, the Eggman Robotnik's nephew, rips open and the entrance and just like vaporizes a bunch of them. And leaving only Sonic, who's just like, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, and he's like, it's too late. Like, Robotnik's already taking care of your village. And so he knocks him out and he races to the village and he sees it's all on fire.
Oh my God.
And like, there's no one left. And Robotnik is like, all right, I gotta confess, I've been messing with you this whole time. I have control over 90% of this world. You know that. You do know that, right? You think I really can't take you guys out? You guys are nothing to me. Like, I just have been toying with you this whole time. And I've had this robot, and now I have this robot that I designed specifically to beat you, and I could have done this at any time. And Sonic's like, oh, yeah? And he like, goes all out and, like, is attacking him, but nothing is doing anything to him.
Oh, my God.
And Robotnik's like, yeah. Like I said, I've studied you for years. I've conquered 90% of the planet. You're nothing to me. You're at your limit. And Sonic's like, oh, you think this is my limit?
Then I'll have to go even further beyond.
So he runs to the edge of the continent.
Okay.
Which it zooms out to show is America.
Okay.
But that's another thing. So he's over in New York. Something. And Robotnik is like out in like Washington, the state.
Yes.
And he and Sonic runs from New York all the way to Washington in like 30 seconds.
Yeah.
And slams into Eggman's robot specifically designed to beat him. And is like, is that enough of my limit for you? And Robotnik's like, huh. You made a dent. Impressive.
Oh, no.
It's crazy.
This is really cool. It's really so cool.
Yeah, so read a couple issues.
I would suggest, starting out small, read a couple issues.
I don't know if I can recommend to the viewers at home to reading Sonic. Unless you're used to reading like X-Cast is here.
Oh.
Unless you're used to reading like long shonen manga or something.
Yeah. I've read over 600 chapters. I've read all 600 chapters of Naruto, and I've read over 600 chapters of One Piece.
Yeah, so like you'll be fine. But there's a lot of trash to get through.
Yeah, like parts. Like, and you honestly said at the very beginning of the conversation, you know, that we had like a week ago. Like, mm-hmm. Hey, just start with this and this. Jump over to this special. Go back to this. Oh, if you wanted to know about that character, go back to this issue. And if you see any other stuff, it's kind of in those issues.
Yeah.
It says, hey, we're referencing this from issue 7. Go back to that if you want to know.
Comics
do help you out.
And this is something I really enjoy about comics, and I'm sure a lot of people don't enjoy. But I really enjoy picking up a comic and reading it and seeing somebody mention something. And then there's a little asterisk and an asterisk leading to a little box in the corner that says, see issue 34.
Yeah.
Or something.
I think that's cool as well.
Oh, man. Like, that's a whole story, and like there's a story there. I'm not reading it and I don't know it right now, but there is something there, and like there's a whole world here that I can explore. And maybe you don't ever go and read issue 34, but it's still cool to like have that there. And you know what, if you want, you can go find issue 34, read it, and then you get that backstory, and that's a lot of fun. And there's a lot of that in Sonic, because they have a lot of characters that pop up from those first 50 issues that are just like children's stories, first like 40 or so, or like just like children's stories and like kind of wacky and like dime quarter stories from that you pick up at like a Walgreens or something.
Yeah, exactly.
But like sometimes, like in one of those stories, Sonic or like Eggman invents an AI to like take down Sonic, and it looks like an octopus. Sonic beats it, and then in issues like 130 something, Sonic finds that AI just roaming around the cosmos.
God bless.
And it's like evolved beyond itself.
Like
a higher being.
Huh.
Yeah, and like I didn't need to go back and read issue 2 where that happens, but like it's cool to know that that's where that is, you know?
Exactly. And like I would say most of the time, unless it's like, I feel like unless you like, I don't know, how should I say this? I feel like most of the time those references are just references. Like it's just like a little tiny one word, one sentence thing that's like, oh yeah, this is just like that time we met on the beach, and then it says see issue 11. And it's like, okay, like that doesn't really, most of the time it's just like you don't necessarily need to know that, but there is that interesting stuff like what you just said, like, oh, there was this random thing that I, you know, have no idea what this is. I kind of need to go and see what that's about. That sounds interesting.
Yeah, I just feel like I think there's this thing where we think we need to like know the 100% story in order to get the true value of it.
That is something that I've fallen victim to a lot.
Yeah, and I think it's a very common thing these days. And I was actually, now we're gonna get into something else here. But I was actually talking to people about this the other day about how like, now that we have Netflix and Hulu, and we have like we have comic book apps where you can read all the way back to the beginning, you know?
Yep.
There's no longer the idea of like watching something from the middle. I mean, like how many times would you turn on the TV and there'd be a show on, and you've never seen it before, but you just watch it and you're like, oh, that's kind of a weird story. And like, sure, you don't know the lead up to that story, but that doesn't mean you're not getting something out of it. And in a lot of ways, I thought that was kind of fun, because it's like you're getting like to peer into this world that is already fully built.
It's basically like reading some random Sonic or any other comic, like just random issue, it really is just like a long trailer that is, you know, the final product. But like, look at this long teaser. Hey, if you like it, you know, start over, you know. For instance, when you're a kid, you're on Toonami, and Toonami's showing a random episode of Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood or Full Metal Alchemist, and you're just like, what the hell, like what is this, this is cool. Or like it shows literally one episode of Fooly Cooly, which is a 6-episode show, and you're just like, I have no idea what's happening. Or like Cowboy Bebop, and it's just like all of those shows can kind of be their own episode, and you can like, and you can take that and just watch just that, and you'll be like, oh, that was cool, I remember that back when I was a kid.
Same thing with Digimon or Pokemon. Seeing an episode of Naruto, like catching it, and like it was the episode where they're in the forest, and you know, viewers at home, if you don't know Naruto, that's fine, you don't need to. They're in a forest, and actually this is perfect, because if you don't know Naruto, you're in the same position I was when I first saw this. A bunch of children are in a forest in brightly colored outfits, and one of them is very emo, and another one has like this like creepy snake-like face, And his neck extends like Mr. Fantastic, like a giant snake all the way over, and he bites the emo one on the neck. And then, like, the one in the giant bright orange outfit punches him in the face, and it's like, what the hell is going on here? This is so crazy. This is so weird. I kind of want to know what's going on.
Yeah.
But honestly, the more I knew
like,
about it,
I feel like
not as good as
like,
it was.
Yeah. I feel like it was cooler. Yeah. That's the thing. You know? It's cooler sometimes not knowing.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's true for like a lot of genres. So like, I feel like it can be true for just like a story. You know?
And I think that like that's what's perfect about like the way that you could spoil JoJo or spoil like Sonic or spoil like some random, you know, long shonen thing and be like, oh yeah, and then later on this guy he speeds up like the world infinitely and like everything restarts and you're like, oh, that sounds really cool. And then like you read it and you're like it doesn't hit you as hard, I guess. Like it does, but like you can hype up like a like I guess with like with any like long even like, you know, Western stuff. With any like episodic like oh enemy of the day thing, it's like you could be like, oh yeah, there was this one really cool fight in one season, you know, 5 years ago, and you could tell someone about that and they'd be like, oh, that's cool. I really like that. But then if they were to watch like everything, they would be like, that was just kind of lame. Like, there's a lot of padding around all of that.
Right.
I don't know. That's a weird way to put it, I guess.
I get you. Well, that's...
Oh, golly.
Man, yeah. I have so much Sonic lore stuck in my
I sincerely just want to get to more robots fighting robots, and I want to get to Scourge. I want to get discouraged right without getting discouraged. Amazing. So I guess we can kind of end this stuff here. Right. That's like a perfect hour.
This was very much an episode just for me. So
yeah. And I wanted to be here for it because I really needed to hear all of this cool stuff, man.
Thank you so much. And thanks Ixwonker for
it's me. Hello.
For coming on and interviewing moi for this.
Yes, even though I kind of didn't really ask anything and just listened.
Where can people listen to you?
Well, I'm on YouTube. I think if you just search Ixcast, IXCAST, you can probably just find the podcast that I do. Sort of bi-weekly, in the sense not twice a week, but every couple weeks. We're at a time now where one of the co-hosts, his computer's just like broken, but we are gearing up to have our post-ASIN podcast where we're going to just talk about everything that happened. It'll be a lot of fun. Nice. So check that out. Yeah.
All right.
And yeah. Okay.
Well, remember, folks at home, keep it way past cool, and don't go see the movie. The movie's gonna be bad.
Don't see the movie. Do not give them your money.
Don't give your money. I don't care if it's for a meme.
Gotta fix fast. All right. See you guys.